So if we remember from last week, the gospel began with Jesus saying, if your brother sins against you, then he gave us those steps of fraternal correction and reconciliation. And so today, Peter's trying to get some clarification. Well, how many times must I do this? Seven times? Which is a lot. For the Jewish people, three times would have been more than sufficient to try to make amends. And so Peter is going above and beyond even what was considered to be an exceptional amount of mercy. And then also, hopefully, maybe we know that seven is a very significant number in the scriptures, signifying completion and fullness, totality, the 7 days of creation and the seven sacraments of the church, the seven virtues. Seven signifies completeness. So in this version, Jesus says 77 times. So even more than perfection. Some translations will say 70 times seven. So 490 times. And that number in itself has significance to the Old Testament prophecy and waiting for that moment of mercy and conversion when the Savior comes after 490 years. So even in this little story, in these first few sentences, Jesus is bringing to the table so many Old Testament allusions and bringing them to fulfillment. 77 times we must forgive. And then to help understand the gravity and the immensity of that, Jesus tells this story of what the kingdom of heaven is like. And again, our translation says that the first servant owed a huge amount, and his fellow servant owed him a much smaller amount. We can calculate that that huge amount was the equivalent of thousands of years of wages. And he was going to be put into prison until he paid it back. Impossible. He owed a debt that was impossible to pay back. And yet, it was forgiven in a moment. The much smaller amount that his fellow servant owed was the equivalent of maybe 100 days' wages. 3 months. And what was his response? Because the one who owed a lot, he begged for forgiveness. A simple question, please forgive me. Please relieve me. And the king said, you're forgiven. His fellow servant asked him the very same thing, verbatim, word for word. And in anger, he refused. He choked him and put him into prison. This is what Christ is laying out before us. And he's doing so in this graphic story to help us understand really what takes place in the lives and in the heart of each one of us. He was speaking in a hyperbole. It's impossible to owe someone 2,000 or 3,000 years worth of wages. He's speaking in these languages to help us understand just how great of a debt each one of us owes to the Father in heaven for each sin we've ever committed. This is what this story is all about. It's about us who are in debt to our Father and have no way, impossible, to pay it back. And all you have to do, Father, forgive me. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 2 weeks, 1 month, 45 years since my last confession. And just that quick, with a sincere contrition and a full confession, everything is forgiven. We come to Mass to participate in a real, actual way. And that episode, that moment of mercy, the passion and death of Jesus Christ, as we come to gather around the altar to make present once again the sacrifice on Calvary, that moment in the life of God which set us free from our sins. We're here this morning to make that real to our lives once again. And we need to fully enter into this Holy Mass so so that the reality of what Christ has done for each one of us becomes a reality. Not just something that we happened to hear about when we were children in our catechism class, or something that happens once a year at Easter. But it's a daily occurrence. For those 77 times that we're called to forgive our brother, or those 490 times, whatever that number is nothing compared to the number of times God has forgiven us. And it's so easy for us to forget. It's so easy for us to be like that first servant, to receive our forgiveness, to receive our mercy, and turn right around and choke our brother and demand payment. How many of us are holding a grudge? How many of us cannot say that there's someone in my life who I'm just not that happy with? Maybe this morning our spouse or our children said something to us, or didn't get ready fast enough, or that guy that cut us off trying to get into my parking place. Or my husband abandoned us 3 years ago. Or 75 years ago this happened to me, and I cannot let it go. I will not let it go. The prophet in that first reading, Sirach, anger and vengeance are horrible things, but the sinner hugs them. Hugs, this action of embrace, of love and affection. How many of us hold on to our grudges with affection and love? Because we are hurt and wounded so deeply, it's become part of our identity. And we don't know how to live without that anger, that revenge, that pain. The possibility of living in freedom seems so far away from us that we're not even willing to ask. Yes, I can go to confession and confess my little sins, which is good and necessary. But what about the wounds of my heart? The pain and the scars that I've been carrying for so long. Am I ready today to allow the Lord to set me free? Well, I beg the forgiveness from that. Because he says if we don't receive full healing and mercy from him, and in turn exchange that with our brothers and sisters, then we are condemned. If we hold grudges, if we hold on to hurts, it's not that God is punishing us by not forgiving our sins, that we won't let him. That's the calculus. That's the algebra equation he's giving to us today. And we simply do not have the capacity to receive his mercy when we hold on to grudges and anger and hatred against our brothers and sisters, no matter what they've done. And it's usually the most severe pain and wounds that we have been inflicted upon us that in a natural justice way, anger and revenge is probably an appropriate response. But we're disciples of Jesus. We are kingdom people. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we're living for that world. And everything we do today and in this life is in preparation for that world. And we must, as I said, come to this Holy Mass every Sunday, every day, if we're able, to remind ourselves of the mercy of our Heavenly Father made present in the Holy Eucharist. This is the love, this is the mercy of our Father, who died so that you might live. What St. Paul said in the second reading, that we are in Christ. Alive or dead, doesn't matter. We are in Christ, and we must live in that way. Forgiveness is hard. If it wasn't, Jesus wouldn't need to be so explicit with this. We have to pray for the grace. Pray for the desire to let go. Pray to be vulnerable enough, to be weak enough to allow the Lord access to those places in your heart that you're holding on to. Give him permission to set you free. Pray for the person who hurt you. It's really impossible to hate someone when you pray for them daily. When you desire their good, it's really difficult. It might take time. It might take 77 times every day for that one infraction. But do it, trusting in the power of the freedom that will be yours when the Lord sets you free. So pray for the desire to be set free. Pray for the person who hurt you. And then ask for the grace to forgive. It's a decision you make. It's not a feeling that you experience. The pain might still be real, but you can still say, Lord, I choose to forgive them. Because we all know that the person who is hurt the worst is ourselves. When I hold on to anger, when I hold on to past hurts, I really put myself in a prison. And oftentimes, that other person is living in freedom, and I've trapped myself. This is the freedom that Christ died to set you free, to give you. It doesn't excuse someone's behavior. It allows you to live in the joy and the freedom of a child of God, of a disciple of Jesus Christ. This might be the hardest lesson, the most difficult commandment of Jesus, is forgiving those who have hurt us so deeply. But he did it first. Jesus did it first. And he will walk with you as you go through these periods of healing and reconciliation. We gather around this altar this morning to once again enter into that most amazing moment of mercy, of healing, and peace. Let's pray for the grace to fully receive the healing and the mercy of Jesus. And pray for the grace to no longer hug, no longer hold on to the things from the past, but with Christ by our side, to set them free. Amen.